It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback
and the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
That was a quick promotion there, Matt Biamonte, right? Are you the former NFL quarterback
yes,
then?
I am the former NFL quarterback. I was the first 5'8" NFL quarterback to make a name for himself.
Hey, listen, if we're going to talk about size like that, I'll do what Jeremiah is going to do on the news tonight and play for you what Devontae Smith had to say at his Heisman Trophy acceptance speech. About believing, it was all sorts of inspirational stuff tonight, but this is what Devontae Smith, only the fourth Heisman Trophy winner at the wide receiver position in its history, had to say just about that, Matt Biamonte, about not necessarily being the biggest guy in the room.
Young kids out there that's not the biggest, not the strongest, just keep pushing because I'm not the biggest. I've been doubted a lot just because of my size, and really it just comes down to you put your mind to it, you can do it. No job is too big. If you put your mind to it, you can do it and just keep believing in God, and you'll get where you want to be.
Matt, I'm a lot taller and bigger than Devontae Smith. I also do not have sub-4.4 speed. The guy looks like he's walking on the field, and guys cannot catch up. And there's a reason he's at Alabama in the first place, because he's a five-star type guy. But I love that. I love that message. Be like, look, my whole life I've been the smallest. When you think about guys like DK Metcalf who are catching balls in the NFL now, like that guy was just absolutely touched, right, with the genetics and the size and the speed. And I don't know if you've seen DK Metcalf's arms, Matt, but they're not. I mean, mine are just a little smaller. So I want to get at least it sets a goal for me to be able to have, but. It was fun to see him, he got a little choked up. He started talking about, look, as long as we're there and we're doing the inspirational thing, might as well keep playing.
It's just unbelievable. Just coming from a small place like that, you just really have to work day in and day out and just believe in yourself. And if don't nobody else believe you, you just have to believe in yourself and just prove everybody wrong.
All right, there you go, Matt. So there's your inspirational message for the evening. I'm assuming we're going to see him playing on Sundays probably in the future.
He'll probably get picked around the same place that Zach Wilson gets picked, 4, 5, 6, right in that range.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Where do you think he's going to end up? Because I've seen Zach Wilson, I'm talking, because I've seen him in most draft stocks, he's the second, maybe third quarterback, but in most models, he's the second quarterback after Trevor Lawrence in the draft, which puts him between the second and the fifth picks in some of these models. I have a hard time, like, going, oh, yeah, I'm all in. That he's totally a top five guy. But that's where it's leaning now.
I think he's a top he's a top five guy. I think, though, that Justin Fields, his performance against Clemson probably put him back into that second spot, which is just great news for Zach Wilson because that means you avoid the Jets. And then
right.
After that, I mean.
Well, you avoid being on it, like, immediately having to be thrust in to be expected to start, too.
I'll tell you, one spot that could be very interesting is the Miami Dolphins. The pick that they have from the Texans, it's kind of a free opportunity here. And the way that Tua has looked, especially the second half of the year, I think there's some real questions there if he's the next guy from Miami. So
what are you talking about? They've already said he's the next guy. They announced it today. He's going to be the starter for 2021. You know what? What's the problem?
Chris Del Conte for Texas also said Tom Herman was the coach, too. And then what happened a couple days later?
Yeah, but I mean, here's the other thing, though. You can say what you want about Tua, and he was buoyed up a lot by that defense, but he was 6-3 as a starter for the now, you know, playoff bound Dolphins. So, you know,
we've seen many teams do this where they have, I mean, the Cardinals are ones that are recently did this. They used a high pick on Josh Rosen in the next year. To Kyler Murray, so you can't rule out the Dolphins.
The Browns do it every year. So just take a quarterback wherever they can. But I don't know. I think he needs to be in a spot, and maybe it's because I've worked with Scott for long enough where I go, his whole thing is he's like, dude, I was able to back up Dan Marino. I was in a quarterback room with Dan Marino and Don Shula for 4 years before I got to really start games.
Yeah.
And you go, that's the type of thing. I don't want Zach Wilson to get thrust into the league and just be and have to do the sink or swim moment. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, for as grumpy as he is all the time, he was gifted that spot to be able to be drafted and then have to sit behind Brett Favre, who was a wild man and is a total anomaly when it comes to quarterbacks because, you know, he's not nearly as efficient, but he was a winner. I mean, that's what these guys are behind. They're behind these winners and these historic dudes. That's the thing is, I think about going. I mean, I think the Falcons they have the fourth
Atlanta's,
pick.
Yeah.
What are they? The fourth
phenomenal.
Pick? I mean, think about being behind Matt Ryan. I mean, say what you will about whether or not he's able to, you know, win a championship, things like that. The guy is still one of the greatest. And like, if you looked at a poster of a quarterback, Matt Ryan would be on most of them because he has that look. He's the exact height, weight, arm strength, accuracy, all these things that go into – and look, if you could learn from that for a couple of years, whatever you're going to get out of Matt Ryan, you're probably likely going to get that spot. You're likely to get a shot at a place like that. I don't want him going to the Jets or something like that. But anyway,
The place that I would love him to go is San Francisco. I think that they have –
why is everybody in love with the San Francisco spot?
It's because of their coach, Alex. Kyle Shanahan – look, I know that you hate the Niners. There's that rival. But Kyle Shanahan is a great NFL head coach. I think he's probably in the top five in terms of just quality NFL coaches. And
he's top five in the NFC West for sure. Very
well, there's only 14 teams in the West, Alex. Look, I know you hate the Niners. There's that rivalry thing going on, but you can't deny Kyle Shanahan.
He's having such a hard time.
A good to great coach.
Look, I love Fred Warner, you know, and covering him the time that he had at BYU. Now that he's like an all-pro guy for the 49ers, I'm like, bless his heart. Like, every comment has to start with bless his heart, just so I can kind of get through it. From the NFL side of things, still staying with some of these headlines, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach for the Cleveland Browns, and a couple of Browns will be on the COVID-19 list. He tested positive, and he's going to be out for that playoff game versus the Steelers. They will not have their head coach on the sidelines in one of the biggest games that they've had in their franchise in a long time, and they're going to be without a couple of players. I was bummed to see that because it is one of these teams that I don't necessarily – I mean, you don't really like the Browns, but you don't like to see teams down in the 0-16s. And you love the story of the comeback for the Browns. And so to have, like, you know, this thing happen to them where the week of the game, prepping for their game against the Steelers in the playoffs where they haven't been for a while, it's a bummer to see that they have a couple guys out for this game this weekend.
And I think the thing that really hurts Cleveland in that situation is he's the offensive play caller, too. So you're really losing the head coach who makes all those head coachy decisions, and then you lose the play caller as well. So that will be tricky for Baker Mayfield. But Steelers have not been playing well, Alex. So that's an interesting playoff game? I mean, it's kind of a boring playoff game,
they've
actually.
The Steelers have everybody where they want them. I mean, to be honest, it's one of those things where – what were they, 11-0 before they lost their first game? And everybody was like, but I'm telling you, that they're still the class of that conference, and it's going to be a tough one.
No, they're not. Yes. Buffalo and Kansas City are so superior to Pittsburgh, it's not even funny.
I'm saying that division there. But, I mean, they're just they're still. But even then, I mean, if you were to say – I mean, Ben Roethlisberger can show up at any of those games, playing any of those teams, the Chiefs and the Bills included, and they'll be in it just because of a guy who's got way more experience than all those dudes. Even a Super Bowl champion that Mahomes is now, an MVP. I'm telling you, Roethlisberger just figures out how to win games, and you can never count out Mike Tomlin either on that one. So let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got some more NFL stuff to talk about in our two-minute drill. I also have the NHL, some great ideas when it comes to making money, and I think we could all learn a thing or two when it comes to sponsorships, things that we should open up to be sponsored. I want you guys to think about it. If you're going to make some money back in 2021, start thinking like the NHL coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to wrap things up next with our two-minute drill. Matt Biamonte, Alex Keery, it is KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.